What's new, Travis? Well, I'll tell you, Travis. Nate and Emily are not here because I think the live show broke them. No, seriously, thank you guys. Like, we've got a full episode for you this week. We don't have a keep and release, but we got a regular main segment. We're talking about catfishing in pop culture and juxtaposing that with catfishing in the outdoors industry, which is, you know, I think really what the people want and what the people need. If you were able to make it to the live show, I'm not going to give any spoilers right now, but I am going to say, wow, like, what a special night for us, for the community that we've been developing as a group here. And man, it was just amazing to see people coming from all ends of the state. We did a count. We ended up with 21 counties represented there, which is kind of unheard of. I think there's 67 counties in the state. So basically a third of the state had some manner of representation in that room. The brewery was awesome. Everyone had a good time. The draft was awesome. The games afoot were awesome. The main segment was awesome. We had some great conversations about conservation. Big thanks to the BHA guys. They had a good turnout from BHA, but also I feel like there were a lot of good conversations surrounding backcountry hunters and anglers held, you know, once we got people into circles like that. I talk about that a lot when we have offline conversations. I like to get people out of rows and into circles because then you're having real conversations face to face. And I think that's where you move the needle. So I saw a lot of little pocketed conversations happening. Thank you to everyone that came. I mean, God, it meant so much to us. Like when you throw an event like this, especially a free event, we had no idea if anyone was going to come because you don't really have a ticket commitment, right? So, and we were going up against the Gator game, which University of Florida called us and asked us to reschedule because they didn't want to take away from sales. But we were like, guys, sorry, we were here first. It was just mind-blowing to see all these people show up. When Emily asked at one point how many had been there since the two-minute Will days, and well over half the room raised their hand. So many of you that have been with us from the beginning. Just an amazing, amazing night. To Mark Dobersch, Dove. Triumph Benefit Auctions. He's an auctioneer. Thank you for being a part of that and sponsoring the show. It was a big deal for us. Lawrence Pena, brother, that was amazing. The barbecue everyone raved about was fantastic. Lawrence turned and burned. He brought that in from Miami. He stayed for the show. They visited for a little while and they turned and drove back to Miami that night. And I don't even know what to say about that. Like, what a great guy. What Singh and D came with him. And it was just, man, it was a... The best descriptor I've had is it felt like a community, like a church type event built around an outdoors community. And we love that. That's exactly what we were going for. So it was amazing. You guys that weren't there, you'll get to hear it in 2 weeks because this is episode 98. Next week will be episode 99. And then the week after that, exactly 2 years and one day from our first episode, we will air episode 100, the live show. And you'll get to hear all the shenanigans that took place there. I'll probably cut out like the raffles and stuff, but I might leave them in. Who knows how lazy I'll get when it comes to editing. Like I said earlier, this week we've got catfished. Today I'll be in Tampa for a toll road meeting. I want to speak about the lack of sportsmen represented on the task force around the toll road. I've written about that online a little bit, and I just don't understand how we don't have a voice in this conversation. So I'll be, if you're out there at this toll road meeting, please look me up, find me, and we'll chat about it, and hit me up afterwards if you can't make it, and we'll let you know how it went. And with that, we will stay woke into the main segment. Oh, gotta pay some bills. Boat insurance, house insurance. Have y'all seen the latest weather report? Because if you listen to this within the context of the time of when this is released, bro, there's a hurricane out in the Atlantic headed this way. Have you called Fletcher Hallett? Double the L's, double the T's. Hallett for all your insurance needs. I'm not going to sing it to save all you guys the trouble of having to change the channel. But Fletcher Hallett, Hallett Insurance, 904-315-5812. You can call or text him. Just get your rates checked, man. Give him a call. Let him do a quote for you. Let him do it on boat insurance. Let him do it on house insurance. If you got a business, let him check what you're doing there. Hallett Insurance, Fletcher Hallett, fhallett at hallettins.com.
So this is episode 98, Catfished by the Outdoors.
What is being catfished, Emily?
Okay, if you have never like seen the internet before, being catfished is when you're deceived over social media as the person that you think you're talking to is not who they actually profess to be. And usually it's like a romantic situation. So like you might be chatting online with hot babes all day, but come to find out it's just a giant sweaty man in his mom's basement using someone's pictures.
Usually in order to try to get money.
Yeah. And so a lot of times they'll like, I actually studied catfishing for a minute.
Really? You're the resident expert.
And a lot of times it'll be like, there's a couple of signs that you're being catfished. So like if it gets real serious real fast, or they start talking about something tragic that happened, like I lost my job, or I have this illness, or so-and-so in my family passed away, and they need some money, and can you help them out? So like they really try to pounce on the emotions.
Did you see that there was a sentence there for you to read?
I did.
We used the word catfished in a sentence.
Oh, this is an example. Emily thought she was chatting online with a Ryan Reynolds lookalike, but it turns out he was just catfishing her for her money.
Wow. That's an uncanny sentence.
It's a sad story.
Terrible.
All right. I've got famous catfishes. The top one is...
What is happening?
Did they just go to the zoo?
I just read the top one again, and it's just so funny.
Manti Te'o. Do you know this story?
I don't.
He played linebacker for... Jump in if I screw this up, Nate. He played linebacker for Notre Dame, and... I guess at some point during the season, like his senior year, Notre Dame was really good, and CBS was interviewing him, and he started telling him about his girlfriend, who I can't remember if she was sick, had cancer, was in a car wreck.
Yeah, it was a tragic story, yeah.
And as it turns out, she did not exist. And so then it triggered, you remember Tebowing used to be like when you'd score a touchdown, you'd like kneel in prayer?
Yeah.
And so people were Tebowing like they would plank. For a long time, Manti Te'o's girlfriend was a thing you did. You like sat there with your arm around air.
Oh my gosh, this is so mean.
And pretended that you had a girlfriend.
And they called it being Te'o'd.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And he got drafted like in the NFL. Like,
oh, he went like, wasn't he a Heisman?
As a linebacker or something. Yeah, like he was a defensive player. And then they got scorched by Alabama.
I was going to say they got steamrolled by Alabama that year.
And I feel like that came out like the week before that national championship game that she was fake. Like
yes,
they wanted to do.
Yes.
That's the worst about getting catfished is you're being catfished and then you're like in the public eye. And so you got reporters starting to do deep dives on your life and they suddenly can't find your girlfriend.
Right.
Who's
his girlfriend? What's her name?
I also did not know this until researching this episode that Brad Paisley and his wife got catfished. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, well, not really. I've never heard of it until I read it
show notes. This woman somehow got a hold of Brad Paisley and said her daughter was sick. And, like, Brad called and sang Amazing Grace over the phone to her.
Ugh.
They discovered that it was fake when they tried to send flowers to the funeral. They couldn't. The lady would never give them an address to where to send flowers or anything like that. Turns out there was no Claire. That was the little girl's name.
What on earth? Why would people do that?
That is like...
I can't figure out the upside of that. Like, how are you making money? Like, what's the scam there?
I don't know. Also, is Brad Paisley just the best?
He's the best.
Like, I hope he comes to the live show.
Well, this is airing after the live show, so you're not going to have no one.
Shoot. well.
I will say that all the time in the fishing guide world, catfishing attempts occur. Like, we get text messages all the time. It's a pretty common thread in the guide groups I'm in. I would like to pay you for this trip, but I'm going to pay you $1,000 extra if you'll book a car for me to pick me up at the airport and you keep the difference. And I just need your PayPal. Like, they're just trying to, they're basically trying to get you to give them some credentials so that they can get into your money somehow. There's another
social engineering.
Yeah, there's another one where they always try to get you to pick up a birthday cake. They're like, it's my son's birthday. I want to book a charter. And you're like, oh, cool. Yeah, but I can't afford the cake because of the way my credit card works. So can I give you the money? Have you pay for the cake?
But you can afford a $450 charter.
Exactly.
Like,
so, Nate, you want to talk us about some of the catfishes we've experienced? Like, what's the OG catfishing in the outdoors world?
Yeah, so the OG catfish is the squirrel walking around and you thinking it's a deer. I mean, that is the ultimate catfish. Those squirrels are buttholes, and they walk around and sound just like deer in the woods. And so you, like, get ready, and you're, like, being real still, and then you kind of ease your head around, and it's a damn squirrel sitting there.
That's
like the OG catfish.
What do you think the fishing catfish is? Is it a catfish?
It's got to be a catfish, right? Because they fight hard. So you think maybe this is like a redfish or something, and then all of a sudden you get catfished.
No, I disagree. I think the fishing catfish is a mullet.
Yes, because they jump.
Yes, yes, that's right, yes. And it sounds like a fish hitting the top water or something.
As soon as a catfish hits, you know it's a catfish. Like, yeah, you have that momentary thing, but you have that momentary thing even with every fish that hits.
Right, right.
What is the duck hunting equivalent of catfishing?
So in my mind, the duck hunting equivalent is every bug, Tweety bird, non-game bird that just hits the corner of your eye when you're sitting there in the duck blind.
Dragonflies
during early teal.
And you jerk a little bit every time because you're just like you're on edge. You're looking for ducks, and sometimes they sneak up. And so that's the
You're ultimate. Not wrong, but I have two questions about duck hunting. One, is duck hunting in and of itself a catfish? Like you're putting decoys out there, you're hiding in the trees and like blowing a call that sounds like a sweet, sweet female.
I mean, we are catfishing the ducks, yes.
Yeah, you're trying to catfish the whole thing. Is a merganser? A merganser is the catfish because he comes all the way in, he decoys, he looks like a duck, he flies like a duck, he's legal to shoot. But then you're like, oh, crap. It's a merganser.
Merganser.
I don't know. I think coots have a little bit of a catfishing persona in duck hunting.
Really?
Yeah, because people will send you pictures all the time of a lake full of ducks, and you're like, those are coots.
Yeah, that does happen a lot. I don't get catfished that, though.
Because everybody who sends you pictures, they're like actually ducks.
Yes. What? All right, Nate, give us a catfish. Something that you think you've been catfished by or a thing that, yeah.
So, banded waders are catfish.
Why is that?
Because they are super comfortable, and you think, man, these are going to be the greatest waders I've ever bought in my life. And then 3 days later, you're all wet because the damn things get a hole in them, and you can't find the hole. You can't patch the hole. You don't know where it's at. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
So they basically catfish you into buying pants that are not comfortable pants. Like if you're going to choose pants, like, those aren't the pants you'd choose.
Right. I just like put on a pair of jeans and go waiting around.
That's ultimate.
That was a great visual.
Emily?
A catfish for the ladies, I've talked about this before, but it's the You Go Girl, the apparatus that allows you to go number one standing up, supposedly. It doesn't work.
It's advertised as making your life easier.
It might work if you were wearing a skirt. That is the only situation in which you don't have to get just as naked as if you had to pop a squat. So,
yeah. You've ranted and raved about that.
I'm going to find a solution.
You are? Are you going to invent one?
I think about it a lot.
Do you?
I don't know how to do it without like putting a pump in it, though.
Yeah. Let's probably steer clear of hydraulics.
Yeah.
I think for me, I've got, when you talk about fishing lures, like that's the old thing, right? Fishing lures are designed for the fisherman, not the fish. So for me, it's either gulp shrimp. Because I can count probably on one hand the number of fish I've caught on gulp shrimp. And I know people are like, that's insane. It's true for me.
Right.
Or it's live target lures. Because I buy live target lures for like $27.
Because they look so good, though.
They're beautiful, man. Gulp shrimp are made out of real shrimp. Live target lures are like holograms. Like they have actual fish videos inside them moving on the outside somehow. Or
right.
So. I don't even know what's happening there. And they're like $27 and nothing eats them. Nothing eats them. You could throw a tomato out there and have as much luck as you do with a live target lure.
Tomato.
All right, Nate.
Florida Sportsman could be a catfish because they haven't written a new article in 22 years. Oh, they just keep like, you get that issue in the mail and you think, man, I can't wait for some quality content. And then you start flipping through and it's like the same thing you saw last year in the same
way. It's a new article on night fishing for snook. I wonder what breakthrough development has come there.
Right.
Oh, you can use a streamer fly and catch them. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, live shrimp works really good under dock lights.
Wow. Man, bigger fish hang out outside the rim of the light. Wow.
Thank you, Florida Sportsman.
Co-sponsor of the show.
For so many segments on our show. Okay, my next one is, you got to be careful. You can easily get catfished if you arrange a fishing trip with people and expect them to bring snacks that will meet your standards.
Ooh.
Never a good thing.
You don't trust for that to happen, though.
I'll tell you why. On fishing trips in my youth, as a child, I wasn't able to provide my own snacks, and so my father provided the snacks. Do you know Vienna sausages. That's all that Rob Watley's bringing on the boat is Vienna sausages. That's not a good boat snack, y'all. I'm here to tell you.
He always pours a little bit out to the fish gods. He'll, like, crack it and then pour a little bit out to the fish gods, like, for his homies.
Like pouring one out for the boys. Yeah.
You know. I think that's a pro move. Every boat snacks episode we've ever done, mm-hmm. we've gotten criticism for not bringing up Vienna sausages.
From whom?
People. The people.
I've never seen it.
The people. I shield you from that. I don't want you to get triggered. This is an area in which you think you excel and you're passionate about.
I do excel.
Boat snacks.
Get off me with that. You're next.
All right. In Florida, you are catfished every time you get one. They make decoys that have like a motor in the bottom of it. Have you seen these? They got like a little.
Like the shaker.
No. Those work.
Like a shaker. Oh.
I'm talking, this has like a little propeller motor. And you
Yeah, it's like swims around.
You've hunted over one with me before.
I have.
Do you know how long that lasted? Exactly that hunt long.
Yeah.
Because there's so much vegetation in Florida, it gets tangled up in those little props and stuff. And then I thought, well, I could use like a jerk rig, because I've used jerk rigs before with great success, which is where, if you don't know where that is, you have a weight with like a bungee cord, and then you have a cord that comes to you, and you pull the decoy to you, and when you turn loose, that bungee cord kind of pulls him back swimming the other way, so it's just a motion. So they make this four-way directional jerk rig. It's called the Motion Duck. And I got one of those. Got it. It's got like these tent bars that like you build this frame out and
you
hook these decoys.
It takes you an hour and a half to set up in the morning.
Doesn't work anywhere in Florida because we got too much vegetation. So it's like trying to fight a Volkswagen. Like you're hooked and tangled around a massive clump of hydrilla and stuff. So catfished. What do you got? You got one more? You got two more?
Yeah.
You got one more?
I got All one right. more. At least one more. Is our show a catfish?
Oh my God, it is.
Explain.
Like you click on it and download it, expecting to hear some quality, top-notch outdoor content.
You only do that once.
And then we sit here and talk about catfishing for 40 minutes, and people are in their cars or wherever they listen to podcasts wondering, where is this quality outdoor content? So we tend to catfish our
We
listeners.
Could even go the other way on that too. Because occasionally you may come to us and say, hey, I want to listen to these guys talk about drafting, you know, hot sauces or cheeseburgers or French fries or breakfast foods. And then all of a sudden we hit you up with like a conservation issue.
Boom.
Boom.
Right. Just like pull
we
the
just,
rug right
We just catfish window. Everybody all the time.
Maybe we should have renamed this show Catfished. Okay. I have
Catfish
another one.
You have another
podcast.
One?
This has a little bit of a story. If you ever get a chance in your life to go to Wind Creek State Park in Alabama, do it. It's a beautiful state park.
Largest government-run campground in the United States.
Yes. And they have like an equestrian section. They have these really beautiful little cabins right on the water of Lake Martin, which is famous for bass fishing, right?
Yeah, it's a really good bass fishing lake.
So
it's a man-made lake in the Alabama mountain, foothill mountain things.
And it's so pretty. Like you look at it and it you just feel like I'm gonna jump in that water and go swimming. And Travis and I in a previous life were doing some work at this particular campground.
It's picturesque.
And it was hot. I mean, it was outdoor job. It was hot. And so every day we would get done working and I would be like, I just want to go swimming in the lake. And then one day we ended up being there over a weekend. And we decided we were going to go swimming in the lake.
With your friend Meg.
With my friend Meg. And guys, it was not great.
Why was it great?
It was not what I expected.
That's one of the most famous lines in Emily's life. It's, guys, this is just not what I expected. She got into this lake that is completely surrounded by clay. Like the banks are clay. The dirt is clay. Like it's Alabama. There's nothing but clay there. And the water is clay stained. Like it's clayish looking.
Yes.
And then she gets in there and the bottom is clay and she didn't like that.
It didn't feel like the beach, you guys.
She was just
It felt gross and dirty.
One of the greatest catfishes of all time is Lake Martin catfished Emily into...
I talked about swimming in this lake for weeks.
Weeks.
And then I finally got in it and it was...
We went and bought pool noodles and rafts and stuff.
We were making an afternoon of it.
But she had to climb on top of those because she couldn't touch anything in the water, including the water. Like, she was so freaked out by it.
Oh, that was unfortunate.
It was not what she expected. Mm-mm. Last one I got is Bass Pro Shops. I feel like you get catfished.
Just tell me more.
I feel like you get catfished by Bass Pro Shops because they take your money unsuspectingly. So it's not that they're pulling the bait and switch on you like the girlfriend is, but like you walk in there and you're like, I'm not gonna buy anything today, and you're like, oh man, I do need some hooks. Oh, you know what? I need a new choke tube for my gun. Oh, you know what? I need some knocks for my arrows. Oh, you know what else I need? Some sinkers.
Oh, you know what else I need is this art. It has a buck and a doe in the woods.
Oh, look, $3 t-shirts right here in the middle aisle.
Oh, look, camo lingerie.
Yeah. Oh, look, circus peanuts right there at the checkout counter and magazines and everything. And you check out and it's $187 and like you bought a warranty on the beef jerky you just bought or something. And then you walk out of there and you're like, what just happened? Like you could have bought like a new rod and reel combo, like a high-end situation. And you just nickeled and dimed yourself because of Bass Pro Shops. Because they catfish you.
They are good. They're good at what they do.
What's the snack shop in there? Uncle Buck's?
Yeah, I think it's Uncle Buck's.
Uncle Buck. Oh, those like nuts. Yes. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Those like caramelized cashews.
Like sugar roasted.
You just walk into Bass Pro Shops. You're not walking out of there with a gun. You're not walking out of there with a rod and reel. But you should just walk around and throw $10 bills at stuff. just making it rain.
Just...
Like that's the ultimate scam.
I love Bass Pro Shops.
I know you do. See, you've been catfished. Do y'all know how to avoid being catfished?
Staying woke.
Thanks for listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. As always, you can find us on social media, wherever social media is sold, at Cast and Blast FL. Have you left us a review? Have you stolen someone else's phone and left us a review from it? Did you come to the live show? No one came to a live show. Did you come to the live show and leave us a review? Did you come to the live show and not leave us a review? Let's get the reviews up, guys. Like, that is the lifeblood of the show. That's how people find it. Tell somebody about the show. Ask them to leave us a review. Ask them to check it out. Thank you guys so much for all your support, and stay woke.